Negotiations broke down. Fix it.
I have an assignment. It's like a paid holiday.
Starting when?
Go, go, go!
The story will be that she's gone rogue.
You can tell me right now why you sold me out, or you can tell me in 10 minutes when I have my hands around your throat.
I've never done a woman before.
You shouldn't think of her as being a woman. That would be a mistake.
Okay, here's the deal. With Haywire, Steven Soderbergh does to the Rogue Agent movie what he did to the heist movie with Ocean's 11. It's an entirely original take on a somewhat tired genre without completely turning its back on what makes these movies entertaining. Starring mixed martial arts fighter Gina Carano, this film uses flashbacks to tell the story of an ex-Marine who is betrayed and almost killed in the field by the private contractor she works for. The bulk of the movie follows her as she tries to track down those responsible and get payback. Haywire has Soderbergh's distinct touch of editing, pacing, musical selection, and general delivery, giving a mix of modern and retro elements. Soderbergh also wisely doesn't rely on Carano for deep acting, letting her shine in the physical combat and general eye candiness of her role. And that's what really sells the film. It's hip, it's cool, it's got some great action, and it runs a brisk and refreshing 93 minutes. I was surprised at how much I liked this movie. Haywire gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.